Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It is August 1st. Happy Colorado Day,
yeah,
everybody.
It's Colorado Day. Enjoy your day. It's
Happy Colorado Day.
Wednesday, you can go to the parks for free.
Yeah, and a museum if you want to.
Yes.
That's it.
It's
fantastic. All the freebies you get.
But it doesn't matter. It's Colorado Day.
It is Colorado Day, so happy Colorado Day. I guess it's something that started in the 1800s, but I don't know anything about it. Never really even heard about it over the years, have you?
I feel like we should be doing something.
I do, too.
Should there be a parade?
I feel like it should be a day off.
Yes. Yes. Really appreciate Colorado and get out there and enjoy it.
Exactly. So wherever you are right now, hit your brakes, stop, turn around and go home.
Yeah, take the day off.
Yeah.
Then tell them, you know what, you're taking the, it's National Colorado Day.
Jamie.
Yes.
I'm concerned about you.
What? Why?
Another study about diet drinks.
Oh, and I saw this crap.
Keep sucking up those diet sodas, man. And I'm telling you,
Hold on.
Oh, boy. You are flirting. You are flirting with disaster.
You know what? I keep seeing all these studies about this Diet Coke, and it's a bunch of crap. I mean, seriously, yesterday I told you the story about the wine has whatever in it, and it's supposed to, it makes, a glass of wine is equivalent to 1 hour working out. Well, nobody buys that crap, and it was a huge study from three universities.
Keep going.
There's also a study that says running is horrible for your body.
Yeah, keep going.
It's violent.
Yeah.
It's horrible for you.
You know, we've talked about this study off the air, so I've listened to all this.
And then today came out that cheese, I thought cheese was good for you because it has protein and calcium. But no, it came out today that really cheese is not that great for you.
I've been listening to Jamie's rebuttal here for the past 45 minutes or so I've heard all this, but yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, she's got all these arguments.
Everything has bad.
Look.
I mean,
look.
Listen. Brenda. If you drink water, Brenda. It could have. I mean, if you're in Michigan, water's bad for you.
All right. Let me explain it this way, okay?
Yeah.
Everything you just named with the running, the cheese, the red wine, everything you've named. There's been studies that's come out that it's bad. Then there's studies that it's good.
Exactly.
There's running can be great for you, for your heart and for conditioning and your whole system. But then again, it can be bad because of the muscle wear on your legs or whatever.
And I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, there's never been a good study about diet. Yes, there has. That has no sugar in it. It's been a study that's good.
I have yet to see one study where they say diet soda is good for you. Every single study, Jamie, is they are bad.
You didn't read the study about phenylalanine being awesome for you?
No.
What?
I'm trying to help you out. I feel like you're on a path here with these Diet Cokes. You drink too many.
So, who didn't read that phenylalanine isn't great for you? Come on. Who didn't see that Harvard study?
the American Heart Association released their science advisory study on Monday, and they say sugar-free sodas they find them to increase the risk of weight gain, type 2 diabetes, dementia, and strokes. Those are nasty things.
Did you not see that Harvard study about aspartame and how you should take so much aspartame?
Trying to help.
Because it's so good for you. Right. Sean, did you see that the aspartame is awesome study?
It's actually, we're supposed to be getting a certain amount of it each day
or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Keep going, guys.
You're supposed to get your B12. You're supposed to get your B12, your C, your D, and your aspartame.
You're not going to listen.
You're supposed to get your aspartame. Daily intake of aspartame. Did you not see that on one a day? When you take your one a day pill, it has 100% aspartame?
No, I did not see that. Didn't see
it. It's one of the ingredients. And the sodium is fantastic, too.
Oh, yeah. Good for you.
And the potassium benzenite?
Mm.
You haven't heard about potassium benzenite?
I've heard about it.
So good for you.
No, I've not heard that.
Yes.
But I've heard about it.
I mean, the potassium benzenite is like a wonder thing.
Okay. Look, I've just tried to help.
Well, okay. So let me ask you this. Do I continue my Diet Cokes or, I don't know, do I be like you crazy people and eat salads with parasites? That's why I don't eat salad. There's another parasite out with the salad, and it's at Trader Joe's.
But look. See, you're confusing the issue. Diet soda is all diet soda because it contains certain chemicals.
Oh,
it's
all. I'm sorry. Wait, what?
A salad having a parasite at Trader Joe's.
Watch. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that my third one?
A salad having a parasite at, say, a Trader Joe's is not all salads.
I'm just saying.
You're missing the whole
point. That's why
here.
I don't eat salad. They're deadly. Salads are deadly. Don't you ever eat them. I'm serious. Trader Joe's salads have been recalled due to a possible parasite. Isn't this like the fifth salad we've heard of?
McDonald's had a problem just a few weeks ago.
Remember that bag salad had a really bad one for a while.
There was a bag salad. Let's see. Then there was a Chipotle thing that happened, too, over the past few days.
What happened at Chipotle? I haven't heard that one.
People in Ohio. But I think that was an isolated incident where that particular store just didn't know where to put their salads.
What?
They forgot to put them in the fridge.
Oh.
I think that was just, although Chipotle, man, they can't seem to get a break.
Yeah,
you know. But you think about it, though. Think about it. If you're a Trader Joe's, or maybe that's a bad example, but let's go with the Chipotle, or even a Steak and Shake, okay?
Mm-hmm. I ate that yesterday.
You can't really, it's hard for you to watch over these franchises and you be the CEO or the board member of the actual chain itself. Does that make sense?
It does.
I mean, somebody down in Tupelo, Mississippi can make a horrible mistake and it gives you a black eye to your whole brand.
Yeah, but they've been seeming like they've been having them a lot.
But remember when Steak and Shake came into Denver?
Mm-hmm.
Remember what happened there? Remember the franchise was bought here and the person that bought it started buying meat from somewhere else?
Yeah, it wasn't a food illness, though, but I get what you're saying.
But they weren't serving Steak and Shake's food that they normally serve throughout the chain. So they got a black eye from it when they first opened up.
But here's the thing. I mean, when are we going to stop? For example, somebody said, oh, my God, now somebody said that there's a B12 causes cancer. And did you also see? Wait, this is a true story. It came out again that those stupid fish oil things do absolutely nothing for you.
Yeah, I saw
that. Fish oil tablets do nothing for you. And people have been like, I got to have fish oil. And I'm going to tell you what's going to happen with kale. Yeah, kale kills, okay?
Kale kills.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Deadly kale.
I don't think
we're gonna have a deadly kale outbreak.
I guess it could.
No, it ruins your liver. I read that.
I guess it could.
It does. It causes hepatitis B and C.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess
in your liver
and D.
Whoa.
Yeah. All the alphabet of hepatitis.
Yeah.
Kale causes it.
Whoa.
Yeah. And for example, last night while I was at Mission Impossible, I had a hot dog. I had a hot dog on the roller thing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how long it was on that roller. God, it was good, but it has nitrates in it.
Yeah.
Right. It's horrible for you.
But I think the nitrates are cooked out of it, right?
No. That's why if you're pregnant, you can't have hot dogs.
Can't have the hot dogs.
No. You're pregnant.
Well, here's some more bad news. You want more? I guess there's a new one. Well, it's not new, but it's been out for a while. But it's being reaffirmed that these plastic containers are really bad. Don't be putting your kids' food. When they start back to school next week, do not use plastic for the food that you put your kids' lunch in.
Yeah, good luck with that.
The chemicals.
Yeah, good luck with that.
They're saying go to glass or steel.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, we'll get right on that.
Well, we don't have a chance,
do we? Let's put it on glass. Let me put glass in my son's paper bag.
or steel.
Where do you get a steel container? That's crazy.
But it's true. The Academy of Pediatrics has warned that chemicals in processed meat and plastic are more dangerous for kids.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well. Hey, you know what we lived through and none of us died? What was that ingredient they put in gumballs? Remember? Remember NutraSweet? Or no, it was the other derivative of NutraSweet?
Yeah.
And then we found saccharin?
Remember, I'll give you the biggest blunder. I think that my grandmother, to lose weight, and this is, been a few years ago, but to lose weight, her little supplement, whatever it was she took, was AIDS.
I remember that.
Remember that? Was that?
Did that turn out to be the worst? Yeah.
The worst
one was Olestra because people were pooping their pants.
Yeah.
Olestra came out in chips and we were all super happy.
I don't know.
The Lay's just came out our ass.
I think naming a weight loss candy AIDS was worse.
I don't know. Leaky poop is bad.
It is.
Oh, well, we don't need to have a contest.
Maybe it's a tie.
Yeah.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.